The Prabhupada sometimes quoted that as a little different. Now another thing I was speaking about, it was about Mayavadis. And actually there are many, many points to be discussed. I thought of a few more. Few more points to discuss about this. Actually, Mayavadis and devotees, in many ways, they may have much in common. But there's a lot of differences also. Real Mayavadis, which are not very common, but there are real Mayavadis who are really serious about getting released from this material world. They understand that this material world is miserable and we have to get out of it. And real Mayavadis, they practice detachment from this material world as devotees are supposed to do. Real Mayavadis accept the authority of Shastra. They respect the importance of cows, of Vedic culture. So in this way they have much in common with devotees. But the difference is so chasmal as to be practically we're in a different world. I mean, you know, literally, we're aiming for a different world. So the Mayavadis, they, as I quoted Srila Prabhupada yesterday, that they may be more strict and more austere, the Mayavadi sannyasis, than are the Vaishnav sannyasis. It doesn't mean that a Vaishnav sannyasi should not be strict. There's no meaning to being a sannyasi unless one is strict. If you're not prepared to be so strict, then all right, you can be a grihastha or whatever, but the sannyasi is meant for strict following. Now, it might appear that the Mayavadis are more sattvic and the Vaishnavas are more rajasic. In the 1980s, I spent some time in Thailand, preaching in Thailand, which is a Buddhist country. There are non-Buddhists who are citizens of Thailand, but the rest of the population of Thailand don't consider them to be real Thais. So Buddhism and Mayavad, they're closely related. And they have religious services, but they're very solemn.
какие-то религиозные церемонии, но все это выглядит очень мрачно, угрюмо.
In Thai Buddhism, not so much as more in Tibetan Buddhism, they'll ring bells, as we ring bells, but it'll be a long, resounding sound.
Tibetan Buddhists also have a bell, but it's a little different.
They have chanting, but it's very grave.
They don't repeat any mantras, but it's very serious, very focused.
So the Thai Buddhists, they can't relate at all to monks jumping, banging drums and cymbals and singing loudly. They can't relate to it at all. In their estimation, a monk should be very withdrawn, grave, solemn. The same thing when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Varanasi, the Mayavadi sannyasis criticized him. They were horrified. What kind of a sannyasi is this? Jumping and singing in the streets with low-class people? I mean, even a respectable materialist doesn't do that. What to speak of a spiritualist? They don't understand that this is the apex of spiritual life. They think it's rajasic, rajagun. Whereas they think that we are very sattvic. And actually they are very sattvic. Although their philosophy is tamasic. Tamagun and Rajagun, Tamagun and Sattvagun, it's like a circle. It's like they, in some ways, they may appear to be, to merge into each other. Both in Sattvagun and Tamagun, the tendency is there to be withdrawn from the world due to lack of interest in it. But sattvic detachment is born of philosophical understanding. And tamasic detachment is born of just laziness. They're so lazy, they don't even want to make the effort to enjoy their senses. And disappointment, and tamagun is also disappointment and frustration. So they'd like to enjoy the world, but finding themselves unable to do so, they just withdraw from it. And sleep or take intoxication. Whereas in Sattvagun, one overcomes the desire to enjoy this material world. So because in Tamagun, the detachment, it's based on frustration, then sometimes Tamagun, it manifests not... Okay, we'll do that much. It manifests from frustration and disappointment.
разочарованием.
So generally tamagun manifests as just laziness, indolence, sleep.
Обычно влияние тамагуна проявляется в том, что человек бездельничает, спит, ленится.
And like becoming heavily intoxicated.
Или погружается в интоксикацию.
Drinking a bottle of vodka and collapsing in the snow and then just freezing to death.
Выпивает бутылку водки, падает в сугроб и замерзает до смерти.
But sometimes there's just insatiable and totally unreasonable anger.
Также иногда появляется ничем не обусловленный гнев.
And great violence and become and inflicting pain, taking pleasure in inflicting pain on others.
Агрессия и желание причинять боль окружающим.
That's also a manifestation of tamaguna.
Это тоже проявление тамагуны.
In a small way, that manifests in many homes, where someone comes home and kicks the dog.
Это проявляется на уровне, так сказать, дома, на уровне семьи, когда человек приходит домой и пинает свою собаку.
Because they're just so frustrated, they want to give pain to some living being.
Человек настолько разочарован, что он хочет кому-то причинить боль.
Or they might beat the wife.
Или бьет не собаку, а жену свою.
Although they're more like to kick the dog because they're afraid the wife might beat them up. So, if they're afraid of the wife, then the poor dog gets the frustration. So in many ways the Mayavadis might appear to be more sattvic. But it's their sattvagun is heavily mixed with tam, it's got a heavy overlay of tamagun. Sattvam sanjayate jnanam. From sattvagun comes knowledge. But by which one sees everything to be undivided, avibhaktam chabhuteshu, that's not completely pure.
С которым человек видит, что все едино, не совсем является чистым знанием.
That's not full and complete knowledge.
Это не совершенное знание. Нельзя назвать его совершенным или полным знанием.
It's veering into tamagun.
Оно опять приводит к тамагуну.
Whereas real knowledge is knowledge of Krishna. And when one has that knowledge, one becomes blissful. So the Mayavadis, they may appear to be more sattvic. And the Vaishnavas may appear to be more rajasic because they're very active and blissful, dancing, chanting. So, although both the Mayavadis and the Vaishnavas understand that the goal of life is spiritual realization, that we're not the body, the body is temporary, but the soul is eternal. But what is the ultimate nature of reality, on that there is a great difference in understanding. The underlying philosophy and approach to spiritual life between Mayavadis and Vaishnavas is quite different.
Основная в философии подход к духовной жизни корни отличаются в майваде и вайшнаве.
The understanding of Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan is quite different. These are three important terms. You please try to understand them if you don't already. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that all of the Vedas speak of three topics: Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan. Prayojan means our ultimate necessity. Sambandha means relationship. Means to understand who we are and what is our relationship with everything else. And Abhideya is the means. The means to go from our present status to and attain our ultimate necessity. So the Vaishnavas understand that Well, first of all, the materialists, they think that they're sambandha, that I am this body and everything that I do is in relationship to my home, my wife, my family, my country, and so on.
Какова самбандха материалистов? Материалисты считают себя материальным телом, соответственно, считают связи главными с главной своей жизни, связи, отношения с тем, что связано с этим телом, отношения с своими родственниками, семьей, своей родиной и так далее.
And both the Mayavadis and the Vaishnavas, they understand that this is incorrect, that we are eternal spirit soul.
Но и Майавади, и Вайшнавы понимают, что это неправильно, что мы вечные духовные души.
Body. I am this body. Although we find in India that many Mayavadis and Vaishnavas, they identify very strongly that we're Indians and we're Hindus. Which is another kind of bodily identification. But the prayojan, or the ultimate goal of the Vaishnavas, the Mayavadis think aham brahmasmi, I am spirit, and they don't know more than that. Can you ask them to not make noise here? And they think that ultimately all is one. And the goal of life is to merge into the undifferentiated absolute. But the Vaishnavas, they understand that Jiva Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das, the eternal position of the soul is as the servant of Krishna. So, Sambandha is very much linked with Prayojan. And if we think that my relationship with everything in this world is just all illusion, as the Mayavadis think, then our goal of life is to merge into the impersonal absolute. So then they undertake sadhana, That's abhidhaya, for the purpose of becoming detached from this world. And they think if you become detached, then automatically you merge into the impersonal absolute. So the Vaishnavas, they understand that I'm an eternal servant of Krishna. The aim is to develop love for Krishna, to reawaken our natural love for Krishna. To go back home, back to Godhead, to serve Krishna eternally in the spiritual world. And naturally the sadhana reflects that. The emphasis is not so much on becoming detached from the material world as becoming attached to Krishna. The Mayavadis, they emphasize very much that we have to get free from ahankar, false ego. Whereas the Vaishnavas, they stress that we have to understand that we are servants of Krishna. The Mayavadis who emphasize getting free from ahankar, sometimes they see from ahankar and sometimes free from ahamta. Ahamta means the sense of I-ness, sense of thinking I exist at all. Whereas the Vaishnavas, they don't want to stop identifying as a person. But they want to end their identification as a person as conceived in relation to this material world. But they want to rediscover our real personality. As a servant of Krishna. Now, even though the Mayavadis, they may they speak a lot of becoming free from ahankar, false ego. But actually, we find they're often extremely egoistic. What could be more egoistic than thinking that, well, I'm now self-realized, I'm now God. Materially, they're a failure. They couldn't be, they had so many ambitions. Which they could not fulfill. They couldn't become president of the country. They couldn't become president of some big corporation. They, even at the local level, they couldn't get any big position. Even at home, they couldn't control their wife. So they take sannyas and they imagine, now I am God. It's like daydreaming while they're awake. A reified daydream. Reify means to make something abstract solid. And they'll look at you and Yes. With the feeling, they actually feel that I am God. Yesterday when I was talking about Mayavadis, I was mostly talking about Neo-Mayavadis of New Age. And today I've spoken more about traditional Mayavadis. Although it's the same basic disease. When people become in the West, they become Hinduistic. Then they do so without the innate piety or sense of dharma that Hindus in India tend to have. We see that in India, people, they may become the disciple of some completely bogus guru. But when they do so, even though the guru doesn't tell them to, because they know the guru practically doesn't give any instructions to anyone, but they start to do daily puja and they stop eating meat, and, because they understand, now we should be pious. And even today in India, if a big guru is found out to be a playboy messing around with women, his whole reputation is finished. There have been two big gurus in the last 2 years in India who've been exposed as being secretly sexually active. Now, Now there was one who, a big guru, he's died now, who promoted sexuality. That's the Rajneesh who his reputation became so bad that he changed his name and called himself Osho. And he had a big ashram in Pune, one city in India. But the local, it was mostly all Westerners, and the local people, they thought it was very bad, and everyone thought it was very bad. Now, just recently I met a man in India, just over 70 years old, and he told me that now at this stage of my life, I found the real path. I read the books and I'm convinced about Krishna consciousness. And he said, myself and my wife, we were many years attached to Osho.
Mm-hmm.
I said, how could you be attached to that? I mean, you know, how could a pious Hindu go into something so sinful? And he said, no, we were attracted to the intellectual side. He gave very intellectual discourses. And the meditation. But we never had anything to do with all the sexual capers. So, the point I'm making here is that when Hindus become Hindus, they generally become more pious. When I say when Hindus become Hindus, you can understand just like nominally many of you here are Christians. I mean, or your family background is like that. So you find many people there nominally Christians. But if they actually start to take Christianity seriously at some point in their life, then they change and they want to be more good in whatever way they consider it good. So in India, when a Hindu becomes a Hindu, then they start to do daily puja. Most people do, well, yes, still most people, they'll do more elaborate puja, and they'll stop eating meat if they're eating meat, and they'll become like this more pious. And but we see that when Westerners become Hindus, they may not even use the word Hindu, but yeah. And often it's people have their own eclectic mixture of some Hindu ideas. Some Buddhism, some Western mysticism, or Russian mysticism, then crystals, and Sheng Fui, Yin Yang, or was it Feng Shui? Oh, Reiki, and but they have the idea that, well, you just be spiritual, and sex is spiritual, so that's an important part of my spiritual life. And they don't have the innate piety that Hindus have, so they can remain, they can be, imagine themselves to be spiritual and be just living like cats and dogs. They talk about being balanced in your life, and they do Tai Chi, so they're very balanced. So, the devotees, I mean, we're not completely, there's the Indian equivalent of this Feng Shui, is this Vastu. Devotees may do this kind of thing, astrology and Ayurveda. And you may do it, but they're peripheral at best to devotees. They're not the essence by any means.
конечно, преданные тоже могут заниматься какими-то вещами, аналогами фэншуй, васту или астрологии, веды, но они понимают, что это все как бы, не является существенной частью, неотъемлемой частью духовной жизни.
Devotees might take some interest in these, but they know that to become too much interested in all this, it diverts us from the essence.
Преданные могут проявлять интерес какой-то заниматься этими вещами, но они понимают, что чрезмерное увлечение этими вещами, чрезмерный интерес может отвлечь их от сути, от конечной цели.
They know that the essence is to develop our relationship with Krishna. And even if you have, by using crystals and feng shui and tai chi and all these different things, you become completely balanced in your life. And even if you become very calm, serene, even if you you by taking very sattvic foods, your body becomes very healthy. Without Krishna consciousness, it's all useless. Shrama eva hi kevalam. Dharma swanushtita pungsang vishvaksena katasu yaha notpadi ad yadi ratim. Shrama eva hi kevalam. Whatever else we may do, however good it may seem to be, unless we develop a taste for hearing about Krishna, it's all useless endeavor. For Mayavadis, neo-Mayavadis, most important thing to promote a sense of good feeling, good vibes. Love, peace, but no Krishna. They talk in a very vague way, which to them sounds very spiritual. But vagueness just means misunderstanding. But by talking vaguely, they like to present that I've got some very deep realization.
It's
inexpressible by words. What a difference to Prabhupada. Clearly, this is truth. This is untruth. This is knowledge, this is ignorance. This is Krishna, this is Maya. And for the Mayavadis, just all vague.
Om.
And the idea of Mayavadi should always calm, and the devotees say, the Prabhupada, these are fools, rascals, demons, and they think, oh, he's a very angry person, not very spiritual. That's what Arjuna thought. He thought, I think I should be spiritual and not fight.
Look at Arjuna, how he behaved. He thought, I should behave in a spiritual way. I won't fight.
And Krishna said, oh, you want to be spiritual? Very good. I'll teach you. Now you pick up your bows and your arrows and you fire them at your enemies and you kill them all. That's perfect spiritual life, because I want you to do, and I am Krishna. Arjuna wanted to go and wander off in the forest and love nature and embrace trees. Embracing the trees, that's come to Russia also, huh? It's, tree huggers. Yeah. In Mayavadi, they like to be in nature. So devotees, they also like to be in nature. They see this is Krishna's nature. But they go to the big cities to preach Krishna consciousness. Prayena deva maniyasva vimukti kama monam charanti vijane naparata nishta shocheta to vimukacheta sa indriyarta maya sukaya baramudvahato vimudhan. Prahlad Maharaj said that mostly the spiritually minded people, they are only interested in their own liberation. And they'll wander, or they frequent places where there are no people. And they'll, some of them, they adopt vows of silence. But Prahlad said, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm just concerned about all these foolish people. Who, they're just trying to be happy in this mature world and suffering because they're trying to do so. So Prahlad said, I'm not interested in just getting liberated by myself. I want to deliver all these fools and rascals. And there are so many points of differences actually between Mayavadis and Vaishnavas. Although the Mayavadis say we want, the whole idea is to become free from ahankar. The sense of I-ness. But they promote themselves. We see that if you think of any famous Mayavadi institution, it's almost inevitably named after the founder. Or the institution is intimately connected with the founder, so that when you think of the institution, you think of the big guru. But Srila Prabhupada didn't promote himself. So when people think of Hare Krishna movement, they think of the devotees of Krishna, but they don't think of Prabhupada because he never promoted himself.
Движение Харе Кришна, оно касаются людей с Кришной, с преданными. И редко кто вспоминает при этом Прабхупаду, поскольку Прабхупада никогда не пытался выдвинуть себя на первый план.
Because the Mayavadi institutions, they are everything about them, their teachings and their practice, it's all mostly made up by the founder.
Чаще всего в организациях, которые основаны в Майаваде, все вот эти дисциплины, какие-то принципы, все было придумано основателем.
And whatever authority or spiritual philosophy they have, it all depends on what the founder says. But Srila Prabhupada, he's the founder Acharya of ISKCON, but he's not the founder Acharya of Gauriya Vaishnavism. He brought a tradition. He brought the tradition of worship of Krishna in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's some mistake that the Ritvikvadis make. They say, well, we only say what Prabhupada says, but Prabhupada himself said that I follow the tradition, I follow the Shastra. So the Mayavadis, they speak of having their ahankar, but they're actually, they promote themselves like anything. They like to let people know they've had all these mystic experiences. But we see a pure Vaishnav, he'll never, even if he has such mystic experiences, he doesn't go around advertising them. That is not the essence of spiritual life. The essence of spiritual life is not some vision that we have. Or some dream, or some disembodied voice that we hear. The essence of spiritual life is our day in, day out commitment to serve Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas according to the method given by Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas. So these are a few more points about the differences between Mayavadis and Vaishnavas. Because in many ways they may seem to be the same. And sometimes Mayavadis enter the society of devotees. And it may be difficult for devotees to distinguish that they're actually Mayavadis. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing in Puri, one time a poet came from Bengal. And he'd written a drama, and all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought, this is a wonderful drama. But when Srup Damodar heard it, he immediately detected, this is Mayavad.
But when Srup Damodar heard it, he immediately detected, this is Mayavad.
can be very subtle. The other devotees didn't recognize. Sri Rupa Damodara immediately recognized. In the early days of ISKCON, there was Kirtanananda Swami was rejected by Srila Prabhupada for being a Mayavadi. He started bringing out all his old Mayavad. And eventually Kirtananda relented and Prabhupada accepted him back. But later, after Prabhupada left, then again Kirtananda deviated in so many ways. And eventually he was expelled from ISKCON. But there were many devotees, including many Prabhupada disciples, who followed him. And most of them continued to do so until he was exposed as having broken the regulative principles. In other words, they couldn't recognize that he was deviated until he was exposed as being grossly deviated. The subtle philosophical deviation, they couldn't catch it. Although he had many symptoms of this Neo-Mayavad. He wanted to merge Krishna consciousness in his own way with Christianity. And then he adopted this mode of preaching in which you just kind of hide the fact that you're a devotee of Krishna and just kind of pretend that you're something else. But actually what happened was he was becoming increasingly away from Krishna consciousness altogether. And this this personality cult in which they're just all the time thinking of him, putting his picture on the wall and all this kind of thing. Which is all right to some extent, that there should be respect for and worship of the guru. But when it becomes more than that, when it's than that of Krishna, then there's something seriously wrong. Actually, some very high devotees, they say, I know my guru and not Krishna. But in the neophyte stage, if we think like that, then we never see Krishna. So this personality cult, they say, our guru, he's the most austere, he's the most learned, he's the most advanced, he has this mystical experiences, and just hype. It's called hype. So be very careful of these New Age so-called gurus who are all cheaters. And we should also give up We should give up all, we should understand this is not Krishna consciousness. And many people who come to Krishna consciousness, they've been into this kind of thing previously. Into it means they've been following that or attracted to it or reading about it. So we should hear very clearly from Srila Prabhupada and his representatives. So that we can be delivered from this impersonal calamity. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. You have a question? All right, it's time for prasad. I'll take one question as you're insistent. Very enthusiastic to make it.
So nowadays devotees say that yes, there is this, they feel that there is this Mayavada in our society, so how to detect Mayavada in our own selves? What to do with it?
Nowadays devotees are admitting that Mayavada has entered our society. How to deal with the Mayavada in ourselves? Please repeat that in Russian. Yeah, yesterday I met with three of the leaders of Russia in this area of ISKCON. No, I met with three, with Shikshashtaka, Srinidhi, and Devanath Hari, Prabhu. And they said the same thing, that the Mayavad is entering our society, and how do we recognize in ourselves? And keep it out of our society. And I brought out different points which inspired me to speak more about this today. They had actually asked me to speak more about Mayavad. Well, what do? We do what Srila Prabhupada did. We speak about Mayavad and all its misconceptions. We preach about it. That's the Vaishnav method of driving out Mayavad is by dispel all illusions with the sword of knowledge. Especially those who are Brahmins, they're supposed to know this philosophy very well and preach it as it is.
Знать эту философию такой, какая она есть, и проповедовать ее.
this society which was founded for Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarne, for driving impersonalism and voidism out of the West, it's a total disaster if the enemy takes up the position in our camp. Double agents. Infiltrators. So we should drive out this Mayavad by read Prabhupada's books, listen to his lectures, and repeat what he says. Recognize if someone is waffling. Waffling means they go on and on talking, but they don't really say anything. Have you heard people, they can talk for 1 hour, and you come out and you learned absolutely nothing except that they know how to talk without saying anything. They'll go and talk about universal love and feeling within your heart, compassion for all beings, and nothing that you can actually do anything with. It's just all vagueness. Or even if they talk something solid like compassion, feeding the poor, but it's on the mundane platform. It doesn't lift us to love of Krishna. You see people like the Pope and the Dalai Lama, they'll say, peace, and you should stop all these wars. It makes no more difference to stopping the wars than they're pooping in the toilet. Pooping means passing stool.
Духовные лидеры современные, такие как Папа Римский или Дайла Лама, могут говорить о мире во всем мире, о необходимости остановить войны, но все это не имеет никакого смысла, все эти слова ни к чему не приводят, и ничем не отличаются от того, как если бы они просто молча сидели в туалете и опорожняли кишечник.
Instead of they light candles and have a peace march, at the same time there are people killing each other all over the world. The slaughterhouses are killing animals. Completely useless. Whatever they say and do is completely useless. So they don't know the science of Bhagavat Tattva Vigyanam. They talk of peace, and then they go and they shake hands with the peace delegate in the conference, and then they all go down and they all sit down to a meal with meat. I see many of our devotees, they think, oh, Dalai Lama, very, very peaceful person. He eats meat every day. Saint Teresa, great saint, she ate meat every day. This is all sentimentalism. Someone talks of peace and you think, oh, very good.
это сентименты. Человек думает, если кто-то говорит о мире, значит, он возвышенная личность.
So let's get off the sentimental platform and come to the platform of reality.
Давайте отбросим этот сентиментальный уровень и придем на уровень реальности.
Reality is that this material world is a very harsh and nasty place.
Реальность заключается в том, что этот материальный мир — это ужасное, отвратительное место.
The idea of bringing in idyllic peace to this world is just imagination.
И идея принести мир и спокойствие в материальный мир, она бесполезна, бессмысленна.
Major factor of the world, especially in the present time in Kali Yuga, is the cheating propensity.
В материальном мире очень сильно, особенно в современном веке, проявлена склонность к обману.
And even in Krishna consciousness, it's much easier to cheat people than to actually follow what we're supposed to be following.
Даже в сознании Кришны гораздо легче обманывать кого-то, чем самому следовать тому, что проповедуешь.
It's easy to cheat ourselves also.
Также легче обманывать и самих себя.
It's much easier to just imagine that we're much more advanced than we are, when most of us are, we're struggling to even chant 16 rounds, what to speak of dancing in the Rasa Lila.
Очень легко обманывать себя, считать себя возвышенным, преданным, когда на самом деле нам трудно даже 16 кругов повторить. Но при этом мы уже думаем, что мы где-то примерно почти что принимаем участие в танце раса.
So we have so many different new techniques and new ideas.
Поэтому все это какие-то новые представления, и эти новые представления, они могут появляться, приходить.
Okay, I have a new idea for ISKCON in 2014. Well, go on.
У меня появилась новая идея для ISKCON в 14 году.
Why don't we just very seriously try to understand what Srila Prabhupada's instructions are and follow them and just give up all our inventions and concoctions?
Почему бы нам не задаться целью понять, всерьез понять, в чем заключается наставление Прабхупады, и and to follow them.
Yeah, and follow them. And
и следовать им.
And just instead of making all these different experiments, how about this experiment?
Вместо того, чтобы проводить какие-то эксперименты и опыты, как насчет вот этого такого эксперимента, который я вам предложил?
Let the mercy of Prabhupada through come through instead of being filtered through all our own mental concoctions.
Пусть лучше прольется милость Прабхупады, нужно дать ей место пролиться, вместо того, чтобы заполнять пространство своими измышлениями и выдумками.
All right, Hare Krishna.